Good afternoon, and may the Lord give you his peace. This is Father Stosh Daily on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio with your daily message of hope. With the trying nature of our lives and of our times, perhaps even today, as the afternoon draws to a close, I invite you to join me in considering the power of the Most Holy Rosary, the power of prayer. When we focus our eyes on the heart of Jesus, uniting ourselves to the heart of Mary. Approaching the throne of the living God, we offer all of who we are, all of who we should hope to be, in the light of who Jesus the Christ is. Considering the great love that the Lord has for us, we strive to make of ourselves a gift to him, perhaps feeling unworthy or even rejected by the world. Nevertheless, the Lord loves us, and the greatest gift we can offer in response is our love to him. We strive to make ourselves worthy of the living God, and the Church for 2,000 years has handed on to us a most worthy practice of uniting ourselves to the Mother of God, the Blessed Virgin Mary, she who is totally, perfectly, immaculately human. We unite ourselves to she who is totally human so that we may approach the Lord, pure and worthy, though not forgetting how broken we may be, not forgetting the sins with which we may wrestle on and off, not forgetting or denying the weariness of our lives. Nevertheless, we unite ourselves to Mary. We unite ourselves to the Mother of Jesus as we strive to lift up our eyes and behold the Lord, as we strive to unite our heart to his own. In this brief moment of prayer, as the day moves forward and moves on, we have an opportunity to think of everything we've done, everything we've tried to do, everything that we should have done, perhaps, or could have done, all of the people with whom we have visited, with whom we have spoken, all of the people that perhaps we will encounter through the rest of today. In all of those moments, we have been called to fidelity. We've been called to love. But in each of those moments, there is a certain race that has to be run, a race towards the Lord, bringing the people whom we have met, bringing the people with whom we've spent a moment in time. In every effort, in every moment of our day, there's an opportunity for us to be faithful, to love the Lord. But for those moments where we have failed, we find grace, we find encouragement by uniting ourselves to Our Lady and striving to see Jesus as she sees him. If we want to see him beautifully, perfectly, then we should strive to see him through the eyes of his mother. We then unite ourselves to the Blessed Virgin Mother as we strive to behold the Lord right now in this moment, wherever we may be. We lift up our eyes so as to behold the Lord. Considering Our Lady, as we gaze upon the Lord, let us not be ignorant and not be far from the opportunity to grasp the rosary. If you had the opportunity to take hold of the hand of Mary as she leads us to Christ her Son, would you not take grasp of her hand? And yet, her hand is extended to us in every moment where there is an opportunity to pray, to behold the Lord by praying the rosary. Not merely the Our Father and 10 Hail Marys and Glory Be, concluded with the O My Jesus prayer, the Fatima prayer, and then we move on to the next decade. But in addition to those powerful prayers, the Lord's Prayer, the Angelic Salutation, the Hail Mary, the Glory Be, and the Fatima prayer, we are able to enhance those prayers by meditating upon chapters of our Lord's life, mysteries of our Lord's life, or as I like to refer to it, memories of our Lord's life. If we enter into that chapter of our Lord's life, if we enter into that mystery and that memory of our Lord's life through the eyes, through the heart of Mary, how much more will we grow in appreciation? How much more we will grow in our knowledge, in our love, in our desire to serve Jesus, because we will see him in a greater way through the eyes and through the heart of his mother. The rosary, whether it is physically in our hands or figuratively in our hands, the rosary is really, truth be told, the hand of Mary. We are grasping the hand of Mary as we journey towards Jesus. As we consider the different mysteries, those chapters of our Lord's life, or those memories of the life of Jesus, we have an opportunity to grow in our union with him as we consider, as we behold his face, as we contemplate his presence, as we become at peace while being in the presence of Jesus. It's an opportunity that we should take full use of every day, multiple times throughout the day. All too often, though, we have relegated the practice of meditation and contemplation by means of the Holy Rosary. We've relegated that to previous generations, to maybe our grandparents or our parents or our priests or our sisters. But truth be told, the Holy Rosary is meant for every single person of every single age, man or woman, married or single, priest or religious, young or old. The rosary is offered to all of us, to each of us. And we should want to grasp the hand of Mary as our mother. We should want to see Jesus through the eyes and through the heart of his mother. We should really want to be one with him through her by taking full grasp of that opportunity to meditate upon him, to contemplate his face, to be at peace with his heart. The mysteries of the rosary, the Holy Rosary, the whole chaplet, whether it's one mystery, one decade, or all five for the day, or maybe all 15, or all 20, as they may be, the rosary is a doorway through which we are able to pass through the heart of the mother to behold the Son. And regardless of the day of the week, whether it's Sunday, the Lord's Day, or Wednesday, or Friday, Monday, or Thursday, Saturday, or Tuesday, regardless of the day of the week, the Holy Rosary is pertinent and relevant and important. The Holy Rosary is an opportunity for us to become at peace. The Holy Rosary is an opportunity for us to be fortified in the face of a battle. The Holy Rosary is an opportunity for us to be restored in love when we are tempted to fall down in fear. The Holy Rosary is an opportunity to become still and know that Jesus is the Lord. The Holy Rosary is a gift where we may understand and appreciate the unity that is possible with the woman who is our mother and queen. The Holy Rosary, while it's particularly prayed and celebrated and cherished during the month of October, is meant for every day of every week, of every month, of every year. The Holy Rosary is timeless. The Holy Rosary is a sure means by which we can draw close to Jesus through Mary. It is an incredible gift, an incredible treasure, a most blessed opportunity where we can move through the life of Jesus while being led by his mother. Once again, just fall back on that imagery, return to that imagery of grasping the hand of our mother as she walks us towards Jesus, teaching us how to walk towards the Lord, teaching us how to be one with Christ, her Son, with Jesus, who is Lord. Treasuring that opportunity, making full use of every opportunity, every moment, whether we're in the car, whether we're at home, whether we are at work, whether we have a down moment, whether we're heading into a busy section of the day, a part of the day, whether like every hour is spoken for or whether we have a couple of minutes to ourselves. The rosary, it's so powerful, so beautiful, so fruitful, so effective. It can change the world. But in order for it to change the world, to change your world, it has to change you. And the only way the rosary can change you is if you open yourself up to the power of the rosary. If you can open yourself up to the power of the Lord's life, the power of the life of Jesus. Entering into the life of Jesus once again by meditating upon chapters of his life, chapters, moments, events taken from the gospel, where we gaze upon him through the perspective of Mary, his mother. The rosary is a sure means by which we can become at peace, but at the same time, a sure means by which we can become excited about the kingdom. For the one who struggles with temptation to sin, any sin, the rosary gives us an opportunity to take a break in that battle and to be fortified by the Lord in the presence of Jesus, while also being in the presence of his mother, Mary. Once again, it doesn't matter where we are, who we are, where we are going, where we might have been. The opportunity to live the life of Jesus is an opportunity that is meant for all of us. It's an opportunity that is made widely available to those who will pick up the Holy Rosary and pray, who will pick up the Rosary and live, who will pick up the Holy Rosary and thrive in the presence of Jesus. The Holy Rosary is meant for us all, as the Lord Jesus Christ has come for us all. May he give you his peace.